Good morning. Okay. We're going to review last Sunday with two questions. And the first one is, what did Moses do after the Lord defeated the Egyptians in the sea? Yeah, he sang a song of praise to God. And what about God did Moses praise in this song? Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Moses praised God for what he did, for who he was, his power, his mercy. So today's message is going to be in Exodus 15, starting in verse 22. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore it was named Marah. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Then he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. There he made for them a statute, a regulation. And there he tested them, and he said, "If you will give earnest heed to my voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer." Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms, and they camped there beside the waters. So what made this experience a bitter trial for Israel? Yeah, they traveled for 3 days in the desert. There was no water, very thirsty. But then when they finally found water, what was wrong with it? It was bitter. So why did the Lord test the Israelites? Yep, to see if they would trust him. He certainly showed them that he was trustworthy when he rescued them from the Egyptians with such grace and miraculous power. So how did God respond to Israel's sinful complaining? He showed mercy on them and he showed them the tree, and it turned the bitter water into sweet water so that they can enjoy it. So tests are difficult, aren't they? In school, most students don't like to take tests. Tests can be hard to pass, they can require lots of study and hard work to get a good grade, and the worst thing happens when a student fails the test. But as difficult as they can be, tests are good because they help students grow in knowledge. God tests his people with trials. These tests aren't pleasant to experience, but they are for our good. They help us grow in the knowledge of God, and not just in head knowledge, but in heart knowledge. They show us where our weaknesses are so that we can see them and ask God for mercy and grace to trust him, grow in faith, and depend more fully on him. Israel had seen God's glory at the Red Sea. They were full of praise, singing for joy. On the first day, you could probably still hear them singing. But as they traveled through the barren desert, they were tested at Marah. Probably their praise became weaker. On the third day, their song disappeared. Tired, thirsty, and without hope, they finally found water. But as they drank it, they spit it out because it was bitter. They then failed the test by complaining against God. They should have said, "The same God who divided the Red Sea can also deliver us now. He can change the bitter water into sweet water." Sadly, Israel forgot God's promise that he would lead them to Canaan. But even though they failed the test, the Lord was kind. He turned their nasty water into refreshing water, showing that he is the healer. He turned their bitter trial into a sweet experience of his grace. So why are trials good for God's people? If it helps us grow in knowledge, we can only learn so much from reading about God. Trials help us turn our knowledge into greater experiences of grace. When we go through trials, why should we praise instead of complain? Complaining only shows us that we don't have faith in what God promised us. Praising declares that we will trust him, even if we have to suffer. So So why does God not heal all of our suffering right now? Well, God doesn't delight in our suffering, but he does use it to test us and to help us grow. He promises that he will perfectly heal all of his people in heaven. So the main idea is that the Lord is our healer who makes bitter trials into sweet experiences of his grace. Let's pray. Lord God, we come to you today to thank you for all that you have done, Lord. I thank you for this Exodus story that the children can experience and all of the adults as well, myself included, Lord. And I pray that the music and the worship is good. I pray that it glorifies you, that we sincerely show you reverence, God, and I pray it's sincere. And I pray for the message today. I pray that you give Owen wisdom. I pray that he's guided by the Holy Spirit, Lord. And I pray this in Christ's name. Amen.